This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Hello. Hey. Hey, Nips. What's up? Let me find a line. I don't have it yet. But I'm talking into the mic. Yeah, I'm talking into the mic. What the hell page am I on? Moose, shut up and think for a minute. You gotta know Tim wouldn't do that.
Sorry. I didn't see that in the list of lines. I was like, what are you talking about? Jeffrey's gone bye-bye. Okay.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. The ruefulness. Can you give me another synonym for rueful? Like Raistlin Majeer.
Yeah. Moose exertion. It's a great album.
I was moving pages. Sorry.
I was moving pages.
Elsewhere. What's up? Yes, I do. I will do that as well. I will also not fuck up the flow of the sentence.
You mean tower policies get their very own loudspeaker? They don't have to crowd into the hallways to find out if it's oatmeal day?
If you don't let us out of here, Valentine, I will take my foot and shove it so far up your keister that you won't be... blah!
Foreseen.
I think it's kind of hip. Thank you. Thank you, young man.
Am I missing a page? Because it just ends with Veronica. There's a widow here.
Not there to die, are you? Now listen to me. If there's one thing I know... And the other thing, the Woken, and therefore, my plan, and a myth, I'm again it.
Good morning, Katnip.
Hold for the train.
I wish I knew the words to the train song from Final Fantasy. It's like trains, train. I mean, it's not like there's a melody to it.
This isn't a stable solution. Let me try that again.
Nobody believes that Barston's just a myth. Nobody believes that Boston's just a myth. Nobody believes that Boston's just a myth. Nobody believes that Boston's just a myth.
Oh, God. Good lead-in. It's going to be a good start. I like it.
Policies may be terminated at will by the company with or without prior notification. And while this morbid truth is like a train barreling towards you, unstoppable, except at scheduled spaces.
Trains and screams, trains and screams, fucking trains and screams, and a Chewbacca.
That second half should be meaner.
Yeah.
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 You're not some violins beast.
I'm gonna be old man, but not particularly upset.
Oh, we listen, Tim. We're always listening. Now it's your turn to listen. What you call shackles, I call being righteous, baby. I call tearing down them shackles, tearing down the walls for you, Tim. If you want to be an outsider, that's up to you. But I say, come on in. Come on in to Valentine's shack.
I'm going to jack your shack. You just got shack-jacked. That's all I got. No more. Shack-jack. Facts. Facts about shacks. Fact the first. A shack larger than 40 square feet is no longer a shack. A shack may or may not be a part of a shanty town. It's not a requisite. Any shack may also be a love shack. It's all about what you put in it and who you put it into. These are the facts I know about shacks. There are no more. This has been an episode of Shack Facts. We'll see you next time.
Hey, boss. I don't got a shack. I lack a shack, you'd say. A certain shacklessness, I guess. I've been unshacked. Shackled. That good, Catnip?
I'm gonna yell a lot, but I will warn you before I yell.
A shack on a train is called a sleeping car. You've been shack-facked. You've been jacked with a shack fact. Sorry. It's just so dumb.
I think it's a little bit of like, you get what you deserve if you don't pay attention.
Oh, I like that.
Because this is real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm just very pragmatic, which is what I do like about her.
There is no morality. There are only results.
Yeah, yeah. And like, Snidge pays attention, and he's an idiot. And when he does something clumsy, he gets what he deserves. But he also, like, is smart enough to kind of keep
up.
Well,
he works.
Right, he works really hard.
All right.
Bless his heart.
Great. Then let's run through it with that.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Much better. All right, sorry. I might be a little extra nasally tonight. I'm going to try not to do on that, but I got a lot of snot I'm dealing with, so I might have to blow it out every now and then, but I'm probably going to talk about this volume. I don't have to get super loud at all.
Despicable. Caligari spits on Switchblade's... No. There's not an S there. Is it Switchblade's Cobalt?
Why not? I'm flesh. I'm blood. I'm nearly helpless. Why not? I'm flesh. I'm blood. I'm nearly helpless. Why not?
He's stuck in a time loop.
Why not, Evie? Why not? I'm flesh and blood. I'm nearly helpless. Why not? Why not?
I'm gonna have to do that all differently, because that was rubbish.
Woof! Well, that was awful. Wow!
Oh. I think Ellie would be proud of me.
Yeah! Jeepers.
Ah, simpler times. Let me see what the script actually says.
Stay the joke! Hold!
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for listening to Our Fair City. If you've enjoyed this podcast and want to help us make more, please consider supporting HeartLife NFP on Patreon at patreon.com/HeartLifeNFP. There, you can make a monthly pledge and get a bunch of great rewards like Our Fair City ringtones, a shout-out on the air, or a personalized voicemail recording by Dr. Herbert West. You can also give us a rating and review on iTunes or whatever podcast provider you're listening to us through. Those help us stay on the best of charts where new loyal policies can find us. Thank you so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.